I got a bet I'll make you.
All right, I'm ready.
I bet you Baker Mayfield was the Ferris Bueller of his high school.
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he skipped classes with a fever once in a while. But, he might have had a few things. He had the principal prowling the halls to try to find him, I would think.
Rudy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, that's for sure. Well, that was quite a start for our Steelers, huh?
Holy mackerel.
I was there when young Ben Roethlisberger won a Super Bowl as a rookie. And boy, is he cooked now. Wow, after all those years. He's got nothing. He passes for 500 yards, and he still looked completely cooked, didn't he? And the brownie lot.
There were some gifts, though. There were some gifts, those batted balls and stuff like that.
A lot of years of frustration for the brownies coming out in that first quarter. But dumbest coaching decision ever, Tomlin not going for it on fourth and one when you got Cleveland all puckered up. Their lead is down to 12 points. They're going to choke away the biggest lead ever. And you punt it to them saying, I want to put them down there in bad field position. How stupid can you be? You got them. You give them life by punting. They have no life left in them. They're sucking wind. And you punt. Boy, was that unbelievable. Really terrible. Just awful decision. And beyond that, it was the best game of the week. I watched quite a bit of football. I didn't watch it. I wasn't totally fixated on it. But I watched that whole Buffalo game. That was a good game. The first one of the weekend was that Buffalo kid, the kid from Wyoming, Josh Allen, is interesting. He'll make the greatest play you've ever seen, and 2 minutes later he'll fumble, and it'll be third and 23. Right. He'll run backwards and all over the place. But he's about 6'5 and 245. He's huge, but he's an athlete. And his completion percentage through his first couple of years was the worst in the league, and now he's turned into a hell of a quarterback. And Buffalo, they won a playoff game as recently as when? Was it
1995.
1995, 25 years. And Judd told me this. Do you know how far back, if you consider the old Browns with these Browns, because they kept the old Browns records, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know how far back their road playoff losing streak goes?
I don't know.
Vikings 27, Browns nothing, 1969.
Oh, boy.
At Met Stadium when they cut, they chopped down Jimmy Brown and beat him and we were heading off to we then played the Rams in the title game, right? Or no, wait, that was the title game. Wasn't that the game that sent us to the Super Bowl?
So yes. Was it 69?
69. I think that was the NFL title game. And then after the beating that they gave the Browns, we were all very excited. And 1969, Vikings 27, Browns 0, I believe. That was
Yeah, 27. Vikings 27, Browns 7.
Was that the NFC Championship, NFL Championship game?
Yep, that was the NFL Championship game.
That came a week after they barely beat the Rams in the game in which Richard Ricey sent the taunting snow photos to Roman Gabriel out in Los Angeles. Roman Gabriel, Los Angeles, California. That was the address. And they got delivered.
Love that.
They got delivered.
That's the needle.
That is the needle. to cut into your, there was no Xeroxing back then. He had to cut into his precious supply of Blizzard headlines and photos from the years and years to mail about four different packages of them to Roman Gabriel. Oh. This is what you're being, because I looked it up to see how he possibly did, and it was set for quite like 2-3 weeks that the Vikings would end up playing the Rams because of the way the divisions went and stuff like that. So I guess we knew at least 2 weeks in advance that that would be the opponent in the first round of the playoffs, the Rams.
This is what you will be dealing with.
Well, Richard, what'd you say, Richard? How many? What do you have? 200 funerals a year or 100?
No, 40.
40. She had a lot of time on his hands.
Oh, yes, he did. 40 times 3, 120. 120 work days if you count. And even on the embalming day, you could still go out and shoot a couple of pheasants, you know. But
sure.
But the embalm, wake, funeral. And the funeral was in the morning, right? So, you know, you're done by 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're done. You got the whole day.
2 in the afternoon. So, yeah. So he might have showed up for a couple of funerals in his duck hunting clothes in the morning, too. He might have had to do the quick change in the back of the church there for that one. So.
God,
anyhow, I got to ask you a serious sports question.
Yeah.
Do you have Kaprizov fever?
I can be enticed to have it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm anxious to see what he's got.
Judd said he went to the scrimmage and he got in on the goalie, and he did that zoom 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 thing with his hands and just tapped it in, and the goalie didn't know if he was on foot or horseback.
Mm-hmm. I want to know if he can do stuff.
Yes,
sounds like he can.
If he's got the magic around the net,
yep,
that's what they need. Mm-hmm. They've had one superstar, and he got hurt. Gaborik. Right?
Yep.
They had one guy who was extraordinary. I mean, there's a lot of guys who were very good that they've had come through here, but there was one guy that was extraordinary, Gaborik, and he showed that in the 2003 playoff run, and then he started getting hurt.
Yep.
So
maybe this is the guy.
It's been a long wait. When you look back at North Star Wild history, you know, Goldie was a great player, but he wasn't like one of the top five in the NHL. Hartsburg was a great defenseman, probably one of the five best in the NHL, but they've never had the guy who Bobby Smith, you know, was really good.
Yep.
But they never had the guy that when you came to another town, people went to the game to make sure they saw him.
Right.
So. Yeah. Although most of the arenas were sold out, at least with the original six. But if the North Stars came to Pittsburgh, they didn't sell out because of anybody the North Stars had on the ice. So,
Dino?
It'd be interesting.
Chicago, maybe Dino.
Just to yell obscenities.
right.
I mean, Dino was a great player, but he didn't get you to come out of your seat.
Right. He wasn't elite like that.
When you're going down there exchanging blows with sticks down in front of the net to hold your ground, and then tip-ins don't.
Oh, yeah.
Tip-ins.
You're right. He's sitting there waiting for the tip-in.
Tip-ins don't bring masses to the
It doesn't give you tip-ins. Don't give you elite status.
No, they don't.
You got to do stuff.
Have any plans been made? In Tennessee yesterday, they allowed 20% capacity.
Yes,
they had about 20,000 people.
Yes.
Any plans? Is the NHL allowing people? For example, in Florida, they might.
Yes. Oh yeah, there will be places where they can let them in. I think it depends on state rules. I think the NBA is. Are they not letting people in everywhere as a I'm not sure the NBA is letting. I think the NBA might not be letting anybody in.
I haven't seen anybody yet.
Not for sure, but here. But then I thought the Wild said they're going to let a certain number in, right? A couple thousand or something.
You would think so.
You know,
you're opening up restaurants today.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. With the state, there's a limit of what it is, but
I don't know.
I am very concerned about the youth of Minnesota, though, being made to wear masks when they're playing hockey.
That would be a tough one.
Agree with you more.
What is our governor, who, if he's running against the pillow man, he'll probably do pretty good. But but what are they going to do when the first kid can't catch a breath and ends up in the hospital and on life support, basically?
Or if the kid wears glasses, it'll fog up the glasses.
Yeah, and can't see the puck down below.
You had an orthopedic surgeon write a great piece in the Minneapolis paper last week saying exactly this, that he's vehemently opposed to these kids wearing masks.
And yes. he cited a lot of reasons why it's dangerous.
They can't see the puck down by their feet, right?
Right. You can't see the puck. You can't breathe. It'll fog your glasses.
You give it that, you know, that look when you when your mask is too high up to your eyes and you're open your kind of your mouth like this. That's what the kids will be doing with the puck handling. Mm-hmm. They won't be able to see.
Governor Walz looks like, you know, he comes out there kind of dressed like the common man and, not you know, not the
13,
common
14?
Man. Not that
one. Couple 13,
but he comes
14.
Out with, you know, he comes with a
regular
work,
guy look.
Work shirt and the yeah. whole thing. But he's a stubborn SOB, man. He's got a hard time admitting he's wrong, doesn't he?
He does.
Because he's wrong on this.
He does.
He's wrong on this thing.
And 100% common sense would say, this isn't the answer. I don't know what the perfect answer is, but it's not this.
I know that the father of the grandkids went to some place to pay $150 a piece for some face shields.
Okay.
So if you wear those, you don't have to wear the masks, apparently.
Okay.
Why do gymnasts not have to wear them?
I have no idea.
Wrestlers do not have to wear them.
Well, wrestlers... I think we know why wrestlers can't wear them because, you know, they wouldn't stay on too long, would they? Right, unless you right. wore the ones like Dr. M used to wear and the, yeah. you know, the guy that we would unmask, you know, that they would. And those have the nose and mouth open. They didn't have those guys wearing those. So, yeah, it's just they can't admit they're wrong. They're 100% wrong on this.
Plus, hockey equipment stinks, and those masks are going to stink. God.
Plus, hockey players get in tangles,
yes.
but they don't stay in them. You know, they're not like, it's a spread-out game. So yep. is basketball.
Yep.
You know,
right.
and it's stupid. Wrestling, you got two guys kissing each other, and you don't have to wear it. And, right. but, you know, so... It's
yeah, hockey. Yeah. You're zipping around doing stuff. Football, you're always next to someone. You're going to huddle up. You're lining up. You're tackling someone.
Yes. And I think we survived that with very few. We didn't have many high school football games canceled. I don't think did we? We had a few. we had a few.
They had like the makeshift playoffs and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But
what I'm saying is because of COVID.
Correct. Correct.
We didn't have a whole lot of it. But yeah, this is. There's the first week there's going to be some emergency situation with a kid, and maybe that'll wake them up, and hopefully the kid survives and that wakes them up.
But, plus, you're sucking air so hard, you'll suck the mask
oh, yeah,
into your
you'll
mouth.
You'll swallow it unless you know, one of those blue ones I wear, that baby'd last 2 minutes. I don't like I don't like walking up steps with them, for goodness
right.
sakes. You know, I don't like walking up steps anyway. But
what do you think of that Gopher basketball team? They can't win on the road.
They're a little unpredictable. Yes, and it's, you know, for 100 years, we explained that by saying, well, hostile crowds, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's unexplainable now, right? How you can go on a road and nobody's screaming at you. You know, there might be 1,000 people in the arena, and you still stink.
Yeah.
I think Coach Pitino's got to start working on his halftime speeches.
Mm-hmm. He needs to inspire them.
They're usually within a few at halftime and then come streaming out of the locker room and don't score for about 8 minutes each each time. They can be pretty good when they're making three-pointers, but... they don't have any depth, and they're ordinary. They're, you know, they've had some games where they look like they were more than ordinary, but they're
will the Detroit Lions of the NBA, the Timberwolves, will they ever even become ordinary?
Not this year, I don't.
Man,
think. How about Cat though? A Warrior. He comes back with basically a soft cast on that wrist and played Saturday, and then didn't play Sunday, and they won. But they're just. The big thing for them is if they're going to stink, they want to stink enough so they get one of the top three picks.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not in the top three, then it goes to Golden State. So if it's like four, if they finish four or anywhere else, it goes to the Warriors because it's from the Wiggins for D'Angelo draft trade.
It doesn't matter. They're going to screw it up anyway.
Up a number one.
What? Do the Wild open this week?
Yes, Thursday.
At L.A., right?
Thursday, right? Thursday
yeah,
in L.A.,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they're out
yeah.
there for four, right?
I think so.
And then they'd come home and play six. They're home for six.
No team got robbed more of travel problems in the Wild.
Yeah, but I think it was. I think the back-to-back, if you're trying to reduce travel, is a good idea, don't you?
Yeah.
Play them this way. It's a completely novel approach. You wonder as a if long-term, as a cost-saving measure to reduce the number of flights, if now they have all have private planes and stuff, but you wonder if they'll do this, if it'll become the norm in the NHL, back-to-backs.
Yeah, they got the Kings Thursday at 9, Kings Saturday at 8.
Oh, they give them 2 days?
No, yep.
Yeah, one day off, okay.
And then the 18th, they go to the Duck, and then the 20th, they go to the Duck.
And then they come home for six, right?
Yep, Sharks and Sharks come home for 22nd and 24th.
Let's run through next weekend's NFL game. You got L.A. at Green Bay.
And now here's Joe. I was looking at the schedule today and said, huh, they usually love to have the Packers, when they have a home game on this second weekend, to play on Saturday night.
Right.
In the hope of having vile weather, right?
I agree.
Because it's good for the ratings.
Yep.
People love it when they're all freezing to death. The famous last Favre game ever is a Packer who was, what, one below or some damn thing. But then I found out why they letting them play in the daytime. Because the night game is Buffalo.
Which has even a better chance of bad weather.
Better chance of misery. Better chance of howling snow with the wind coming off the lake. And they get probably, in a normal winter, get twice the snow that Green Bay does. So
you got, okay, so it's L.A. at Green Bay. That's 4th. That's 3:30 our time. And then Baltimore at Buffalo is 7:15 our time.
That'll be a very good game.
Sunday, you got Cleveland at Kansas City. That's the 2 o'clock game.
Yes.
And then Tampa Bay at New Orleans, which is a 5:40 p.m. game our time. And I just don't like games in New Orleans because I just hate the building.
Right.
It does still have that dark look about it.
It does.
It really does. Dank. Like very Eastern European.
And I, of course, haven't seen it since they redid it after the hurricane. So it might look a little different than when you and I were there.
Yeah.
But, I was in that building a lot in those early years when they were having every third Super Bowl and NCAA Final Fours and everything else.
I was there for fights and
Super
Bowls.
They were, of course, the all-timer was I was there for the with the Twins for the baseball weekend that they had in the first time, and they basically had no warning tracks. So everybody's life was in danger, and then Joe Niekro was pitching and Cliff Johnson was catching, and it was from me to the old studio, from home plate to the back stop, and the knuckleball started getting by Cliff, and Cliff just started walking after him. I think the Twins struck out 5 times in the first inning and scored 4 runs.
Say, boys, can we do the rare first for Monday Night Sports Talk? Can we take a break? There's a phone call I absolutely have to take.
We can do that.
Could you do that, please?
Yes.
What do you have, Pat?
My million-dollar idea.
Yeah.
Red hat.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Red hat, kind of the baseball hat. The low riding bill.
I think I can picture it.
One termer.
Why are you inciting this riot here?
The one termer, because they're trying to agitate this guy by impeaching him and doing all this other stuff. All you got to do is say, you're a one termer.
That's going to
drive him nuts.
That wafer thin skin he's got, that's going to get right to him.
All you
got to
say, hey, one termer, how you doing? The old Dana Carver, they're going to have to bring Dana Carvey back as
George
as
Bush.
I'm a one-termer. He was a one-termer.
So Carter was a one-termer, right?
Carter was a one-termer.
H.W. was a one-termer.
There haven't been that many.
And Trumper's a
one-termer. I don't think Jerry Ford counts because he replaced Nixon.
Right, he wasn't voted in.
He did a half-termer. But it hasn't happened that often. It's hard for an incumbent to lose.
Let's fast forward. COVID's done. where the country is open again.
6 months from now?
I mean, it might be 2 years, I'm thinking. Yeah, are we ever going to be able to laugh about this and go, holy, what was going on?
I don't know. It's.
I hope so.
Yeah, you know, the if we could throw the death angle out of the riot there, it would be a little easier, that's for sure. So, anyhow, yeah, it's.
Those are some mean people.
By the way. Iran will get bombed between now and January 20th.
Oh, great, Pat.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
So.
That's
you're calling
happen.
It.
That's happening. That's happening. Yep, that's happening.
Okay.
By the
we
way,
got that going
the
for
best,
us.
The best one I saw is, have you seen the theory that Don, this is from that side of the, you know, the it's from the Pillow Man side of the argument here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was an Amer. Now, I didn't see this from the Pillow Man, but I saw it from some of his people. That he was in Amarillo, the president, for 2 days this week, consulting with the most secret military site in the United States and consulting with all the leading generals from
Lord.
All the branches.
Oh, my Lord.
And there's something going on here, and we're happy about it.
So, where are you getting this?
Very important sources. I got into the
Pillow Man rat hole, which is really funny. Let me just say this about Pillow Man. He is not signed on to the peaceful transition.
He's not
sworn on to the peaceful transition, and some of the rat holes he can take you in are pretty hysterical. So
it's the Pillow Man's contention that Trump met with military to pull
not him, but some people who
unknown
end up getting retweeted or end up are in his. No, not he didn't. He didn't report that. He might have retweeted it, but there's a belief out there that the Don has spent 2 days secretly in Amarillo. They secreted Air Force One out of Washington D.C., and he spent 2 days in Amarillo, and now he's back. But he was consulting with the most important military people in the country, and we may have a hope here. I don't know that this thing still is. Not over.
Boy, I love your optimism. I hope 6 months from now we can go. I don't think so.
It's interesting. Let's just start inoculating people, and we'll all be happy. Let's stop hoarding it. Let's start giving it to people.
Let's go here.
Yes. What are we waiting for?
Where is tonight's game? By the way, is it in Miami? The college game.
It is in Miami, right?
Hard Rock.
It isn't, Hard Rock Stadium. It isn't. That's basically just remodeled Joe Robbie. That one's getting a little age on it, man. That one, that'll be a good game. Ohio State's really good. The only trouble with college football, Joe, is, it ain't going to be over before the news, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's, they're probably kick off about 7:15. Damn thing, if you're lucky, it'll be over at 11:30.
Oof. It won't go that long.
Oh, God, their halftimes take forever.
Oh, yeah.
They stop the clock at every opportunity. Two very high-powered offenses, which will be scoring a lot, and it's going to be probably 50-something to 40-something, and it's going to take 4.5 hours because the halftime will be 25 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know if they
do. Do we have a big halftime?
I don't think we do the big one. We aren't doing the pandemic. We aren't doing the Super Bowl is going to do something, though, right?
Super Bowl has to do something. I'm looking that up right now. I don't even know
where the Super Bowl is.
Is it Miami?
Miami. That might be Miami, too. Boy, that'd be quite a doubleheader for Miami. I don't think so. I don't know where the Super Bowl is.
The Super Bowl.
Tampa.
Tampa.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that where we were going to be, or were we going to be in Miami?
No, we were going to be on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
On the yacht.
On the yacht, yes. Even.
Right next to John D. McDonald's busted flush houseboat.
That'd be fantastic.
Every time I tell that story to someone, and I tell it a lot, during football season, around Super Bowl, they look at me and they just say, You poor soul. You'll have to live with that the rest of your life. Not missing the kick, just not going to get on the yacht.
Gary Anderson.
Oh, my God.
Schultze, man. Still my favorite moment in journalism. Gary Schultzenberg. Gary shows up for training camp. He doesn't have his second foot out the car, and Schultze says, Gary, have you recovered from missing the field goal?
Oh, Schultze was one of a kind.
And he wasn't, he was a producer, but Schmitty said, go over and get that guy, will you? And,
right. Schultze was all right. He was a good guy. Mm-hmm. Soft-spoken guy. I don't know what he's doing these days.
So, it's... the Super Bowl is Tampa, huh? It's good for Florida. We let everybody do whatever they want to down in Florida, right?
Not locked up, Patrick.
No.
You could go down to your estate and go out to eat and the whole
deal. Yeah, I could. That's right. Except, as I said, I don't want to get in line for the 75-year-old in line for the vaccines down there. That could be a long line. What, they had 8-hour line? When the wife used to rent the month of February out on this little development out on North Vanderbilt Beach Road, right, between Bonita. It was off the water, but it was between Bonita and Naples. And we used to get, in the month of February, we would get the Naples paper delivered every year. They would automatically deliver it. And mostly to read the letters to the editor.
Oh, they're fantastic.
To see what the old gals were mad about. Generally, it was traffic and snowbirds, and there were proposals such as snowbirds should have a special decal on their cars and rent-a-cars, and they will have to stay in the right lane. They can't, if you're on a two-lane road, you got to get over where the
slow
the
lane.
You got to get in the slow lane. And
you've always been concerned too if you see the fish on the back of a car.
Yeah, they drive very slow. The fish don't get behind the fish. They're going to stop and let somebody get in front of them because they're too nice. Yeah, but with the pandemic, the letters to the editor in the Naples paper, because they were letting, because there was no ID required. You didn't have to be a Florida resident when you got in those lines for the vaccine last week.
Got it. Right.
So there were even reports of Canadians being in line, getting shots. Canadian license. There's Canadian license plate. I cannot imagine the letters to the editor from the old bats who are getting beat out by Canadians for the vaccine.
You know, that's a very healthy newspaper.
It's Corzo's former employer.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Because of the age group.
That's it. They still read the paper.
They still do. Yes, they do. I don't know if they're as successful as they were, but they were, when we were getting it 7-8 years ago, that thing was fat, man, down there. It was great. But I usually look at the front page and then go to the sports section. Down there, I'd go immediately to the editorial page to see what, and they would have like most everybody does, have it next to their editorial. They'd have the letters, but then they'd have another page of letters when things really heated up and people were mad at some damn thing. I can imagine the insults they are exchanging on the presidential situation too down there. It's got to be. Would be fantastic.
Did you see any of the golf over the weekend?
Yeah. Oh man, I love that.
What scenery!
I've been up there, and it's more beautiful on TV than it is in person because they give you you get in better places, mm-hmm. But God, it's beautiful. Mm. How about who's the guy? Mark Ralphie. How smart was that guy? Well, he moved out there 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So they still break him out. I don't think he flies to the States anymore to do golf tournaments, does he?
I hear him frequently.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but he's still, he's like their guy that when when they're in Hawaii for 2 weeks, he's on all the time giving them Hawaii lore and what this place was. And
yesterday he was warning people. I'm watching, and he says, "Boy, there's a rough seas out there. You got to be careful if you're going out there." And I said, "Mark, well, I'm standing here in St. Paul, Minnesota.
What
the hell do you think I'm going to do?"
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's gorgeous up there, though, Kapalua. It's on top of the hill. And
is that Maui?
Yes, it's Maui. And down, if you're facing the ocean, down to the left is a ways down the left is Lahaina. And that area, and then around the right is they got the mountain range over there where I've stayed in Maui a couple of times. They have a, you know, you sit there and you look at that gorgeous weather, and they have a mountain range there that kind of, there's a valley there that gets 400 inches of rain a year.
Wow.
So, this every day it rains there, even if it's gorgeous everywhere else. So if you're going to stay in, if you're going to buy in Maui, don't buy up in that mountain range because you're not going to see much. Stuff.
Can you fly directly to Maui, or you got to go to Honolulu?
I think you can fly directly to Maui now. Yeah, we never did when we flew out there, but we never flew directly to Maui. But I think you can now, I believe, or you could before the pandemic. I don't know what the hell it's done to him now, but it's we stayed in Maui 4 or 5 times, but. The worst thing we ever did, though, was the time we got this great rate one December in Kauai. So Katie found this great rate in Kauai, so we rented this, you know, condo and right next to the Plantation Golf Course, which is a famous golf course, and got this great December rate. We didn't realize that was the rainy side of the island in the winter. We saw the sun for about 20 minutes.
How great was that rate? Good rate. Huh? You got a really
rate
good
if
rate.
If you like to sit there and say, raining again. So you got to be careful out there.
Never been there, man.
Never
been there.
Why have you missed Hawaii?
Kid, I used to have was there once a month or about 2 years.
Yeah, well, Jim's back, you know. Jim's
living there now permanently,
Jim's there
isn't
for
he?
Life. Yeah. He's. I talked to him a couple of days ago. He's got his post-military career. Once things get cranking out there again, because they have pretty good shutdown there, even on the military bases. He's going to be driving the golf cart at the Marine Golf Course out on Kaneohe Bay. So you get to see beauty every day out there.
Wow.
But he's got to find, not for the money.
Something to do.
The other thing is he's going back to college.
Well, yeah.
To take advantage of the GI Bill, because he's got he's got 5 years of the GI Bill. So
what's he going to do?
I have no idea.
Underwater basket
weaving.
I
think he's going to a JUCO.
Okay.
Yeah, because his career at the U didn't last long, as he said.
Yeah.
Every time he went to the library, it was the one without books. It was the it was the one.
The bar.
Was the bar. So, anyway.
Oh Lord.
Pat, you can dine at a restaurant in Minneapolis tonight, but you can't go to the bar.
Picked up at Murray. You can't now. Murray's,
you can't sit at the bar at Murray's.
Murray's is, but they have tables in the bar.
I believe so.
So you can sit next to the. Can't sit at the bar, but you can sit next to the bar.
Figure that out for us.
Pretend you're at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I actually stopped there, picked up a takeout order on Saturday, I believe.
Let's get those good garlic bread.
Tim, Tim said that they were waiting till Wednesday. One reason being, when they reopen these things, it's not like these guys can, you know, they got to get food back and stuff,
right,
you know.
Yeah. Right.
So, but boy, downtown. I wonder how many of them are even going to bother.
Yeah.
Well, again, some of the owners are saying 50% they can't hire back their full staff, and
here's the problem. In the restaurant business, you're 50% Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, probably Sunday, but Friday and Saturday, you make your money being 100%, right?
Right. Yep.
So that's the, you know, that's the problem. So
what time were you there Saturday?
picked up at 5 o'clock.
What was downtown like?
Nobody down there.
Ghost town?
Yeah, nobody down there. Then McCormick, not McCormick, the Ocean Air, I don't know if they were, they didn't look like they were open. I didn't see anybody there. And then for takeout, and then the other restaurants in the downtown, I didn't see open for takeout. Not many of them were open for takeout anyway. I don't think Hoyt's has been open through this whole damn thing. I think they're maybe the one period where they let them open, but...
I saw Jack's was going to reopen, so if you're looking for a place
go
to go,
get them,
well,
Jack's. Yep. Yeah, I'll go. Billy Kozlak. We'll get the Jack. We'll probably go to Jack's this week. Give them a little business.
Yeah, so. Because that's a tough go. The to go orders for steak are a little more difficult
you
for
just
Pat
do
or
the,
Murray's.
Oh yes, yeah,
Jim.
You do. But think about Murray's is. First you order the garlic toast and then whatever, a salad or some damn thing. But you got to get the garlic toast.
And that's just, you're just popping them in like pieces of popcorn on your way back.
I had four for breakfast this morning. And boy, a guy's got to give himself a good brushing of the teeth before he mingles in the public.
You need to swish.
So, yeah, I don't know. When is this damn, when are we going to start living life again?
Yeah, we need to start living life again.
Today, everything's open. Today.
No, not everything's not
everything's
open.
Everything's open.
Yeah, we got poor kids out there. You know, I'm a lot more worried about my two hockey-playing grandkids with their masks on than I was when they had COVID. So
yeah, but the dad got them shields, so they don't have to wear
them. Yeah, that's right. But what about the poor kids who don't have shields?
Why don't we start a GoFundMe and get all these hockey players the shield?
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea.
They can't cost that much, can they?
I think it was $100 or something.
They got to be official.
Yeah.
They can't just be, you know, Shields are Us.
Some saran wrap.
Within a week, they will say okay, but they're too damn stubborn to announce it ahead
right
of time.
Right off the bat, right.
Yeah. They're too damn stubborn to announce it ahead of time, but they will. Within a week, they're going to say, okay, you don't have to wear masks when you play basketball and hockey. So, I don't
know.
All right. Let's have
I would not have wanted to play hockey with a mask on.
No.
Hell no. You're sucking air at that point.
So
after
when
that
the Wild play,
chip,
do they have to wear masks?
No.
They're not ruled by the high school league, so.
No, but it's not the high school league. It's the governor. The high school.
Well, I don't know
league,
what the
high school league just went along with this. Mm-hmm. That's the governor making. It's a state rule on that.
There might be a loophole.
They're letting the Gopher hockey team play without them.
Yeah, there might be a loophole for the Gophers and for the Wild.
Plus, I think the Wild could afford the shields if they had to make them play that way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know. I think the Wild are going to be a playoff team, though. Now that we have Kaprizov, and if they
got to stay up late Thursday to see this Kaprizov.
I hope he can do stuff.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to come over. I don't have FSN.
Yeah, well, I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
Social distance.
I'll sit 10 feet away with a mask on.
Hey, Joe, what do you think about that play? Kaprizov is scoring a goal.
I'm taking my oxygen every day and my temperature and... As long as I still have my taste, unfortunately,
yeah,
and my oxygen's okay.
You're golden.
And my temperature's okay, I can't have it, can I? I can't have it.
I know a couple, married couple that got it at Christmas.
Yes.
The symptoms were reasonably mild. They were tired and had the chills and then seemed to bounce back from that completely. But both of them still have not recovered the taste of sense or smell.
That's the
taste of smell or taste, I mean.
That's the big one. That's the one you'd like to have when you're
eat anything.
Putting it on like me in the pandemic.
Right.
But you'd like to lose that one. But that's I've heard that from a lot of people that's the big indicator when you
the
lose
taste.
Your taste of smell.
Every morning when I wake up, I check to see if I can.
You know what? We still got a little garlic. I should just save.
That's
one piece of garlic toast for like 30 days.
You won't be able to. It's too good.
If you taste it, if you can't taste the garlic toast, get to the hospital.
Right.
Get to the hospital before it's too late.
All right, Patty.
Yeah, let's call it a day. We kind of drifted. I think we're depressed by what's happening to this once great nation.
This used to be one hell of a country.
That was a good country. We were top five at one time.
I think
we
so.
We were top five.
I'd give it top one. How about we were one?
Yeah, I never put us in the top one.
Oh,
I
think, yeah.
No, because our humility would keep us at, we're up there, but we can't be number
top
one.
I don't know if we're top 12 right now. I don't know where we are.
I don't think we're in the top 25. Mumbai, India is ahead of us.
Yeah, we're hurting is where we are.
Madagascar. We're tied with Madagascar.
Liechtenstein. I mean, what's going on? Where are they?
I talked to Tony. You know, I did that column on Tony, and I said,
"That's a nice piece."
I said, "Tony, did this remind you of the fall of Batista?" And he got a little chuckle out of that, even though he was stuck out in the boonies and never had TV. So
I didn't know Tony was married to a farm kid from the Dakotas.
Oh, Garnett, she's the greatest, man.
Now, how many kids do they have? You
they
mentioned grandchildren.
I forgot to. I got to 1,100 words, and I wasn't trying to add anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, three kids, four grandkids, but a brood of... She comes from 10, and he comes from 10.
Jeez.
And the nieces and nephews, they go to Cuba. When they go to Cuba, I think she told me they bring presents for 131 of Tony's relatives.
Oh, my gosh.
And they go every year, and they take, school supplies and stuff like that for the...
Right.
The schools and stuff in these steamer trucks, and because it's Tony, everybody lets him get away with it. You know, they
didn't go this year.
They couldn't go this year. They were going to go in. They were going to go in November, I think. They were.
Did they not go because of COVID?
Yes, they. I mean, the travel was.
Right.
I don't even know.
Restricted travel and leaving that to chance.
Yes, but I didn't get into this either, but her Spanish is way better. she learned Spanish by buying listening to Tony and his buddies, and then buying a little,
booklet.
A booklet.
Little cheater.
And her Spanish has been impeccable for.
Is her Spanish better than Tony's English?
Well, she speaks it without any, maybe if you're Spanish and listening to her, no, but when you're English, it is. But Tony, I'm fine with Tony. People still make fun of Tony, but Tony, part of Tony's problems is he gets excited and he talks a little fast once in a while. But I tell you what, I've been inundated with people saying, I ran into Tony at such and such, and he was the greatest guy that, the thing about him, everybody in the state knows him from someplace, whether it was a drugstore in, Monticello or wherever it was, they run into him and get their photo taken with him,
He had a great line at the Nativity, his sports shirt stag. Questions were open to the field, and one guy, I don't remember who it was, he was just fumbling over his, straight sentence. Yeah, he was a little nervous, and he just couldn't get his head right. And Tony said, can you please ask that in English? It was hilariously funny. Can you try English? Maybe that would be better for you.
You know what I think that I found out about those two when I've known it, but I found out by interviewing them for this? They've enjoyed life.
Mm-hmm.
How's
the game of flaws over at Tony's house?
I think the game of flaws is played with less enthusiasm over at that house.
I love that.
For instance.
Yes.
I was telling Rook this, Joe, and then we can leave, but... There was a house repair that took place that had to be taken place in our house, and it was completed today. And the wife had detected what the problem might be. It involved a toilet and whether it was sitting properly, and she said it wasn't. And she said, "That's not sitting right. There's something wrong,
right.
And you got to get them over here because there's a little leakage." So I came upstairs after it was being fixed and said, you were right, it was such and such. That don't do it.
Ooh.
You were right does not pass muster.
What happened after that?
What the hell?
What? Gloating. You got to have the gloating.
Oh.
You got to have the gloating, right?
How would that have been handled with Tony and Gordet?
I think they would have said, well, good, I'm glad we got that fixed.
And then
good. Well, good, that's fine. Yeah.
Shall we go for a walk?
I don't think there's any gloating. when one of them's right and the other's wrong.
Yeah,
I
have no, I have no experience with the glowing whatsoever.
No, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. I never said she was wrong.
Right.
No, you were.
I just said, yeah, maybe. I don't know. How would I know? As I said to somebody else, if a light bulb goes out, I got the answer.
Yep.
You go to the light bulb storage place downstairs and you get a new one.
Yes.
Yep. And you replace it. Beyond that, I've never expressed an opinion on what might be wrong in the house. I don't express an opinion.
Right.
I don't know. I don't.
Garage door
to.
Doesn't work properly. You call the garage.
Hey, did you ever get that fixed?
Yes, yes.
What was wrong? New
you
motor.
Were right. You were right, Joe.
That's not going to do it, Pat.
This is
you
how it's supposed
right.
to.
No,
gray,
no,
grease it. You told me last week to grease it. Have you? When's the last time you greased it? Right.
I think I did.
You were right,
yeah,
Joe.
You told me the
how
guy
will you
greased
handle
it, and she's going zoop, 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 zoop.
Yep.
So. Don't wait 12 years to grease it.
Don't wait 12 years to grease it.
That's the more.
Try to grease it every day.
This guy says about once every 3 or 4 months. I said, well, that would be ahead of my usual pace. So basically, that's all he did. That's all he did.
Well, you got an honest guy. Yeah. He could have sold you a motor.
Yeah, this guy's okay. Not only that, he's a handyman. So next time I got another problem,
oh,
I
good.
Can call him. So.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
See you later.
Yeah. All right,
all right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.